This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
I don't know about you, but I'm always looking for ways for my son to get involved and give back in our local community. That's why I'm excited to tell you about Student Visionaries of the Year, a campaign by Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, the largest nonprofit organization dedicated to creating a world without blood cancers.
Student Visionaries of the Year is a 7-week philanthropic leadership development program for high school students. Participants form strong teams and fundraise in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This program is transformative. It not only helps students develop valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship, not to mention it looks great on college applications, but most importantly, is also a chance for them to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on blood cancer patients and their families. You can learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or even nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. A few years ago, during the question and answer period at a book event, a woman raised an issue that had many people nodding in agreement. She said, "My mother lives with me, and she's a very negative person. She's always complaining. I try to be positive and helpful, but nothing I say helps. I suggest all sorts of things to help her cheer up. Why don't you take a class? Why don't you go for a walk? Why not call your old neighbors? But she just says, no, no, no. What should I do?" Well, I didn't have any great insights at the time, but I've thought back on that comment many times. And in my reading, I came across a very useful and relevant term. Very often, I find having a descriptive term for a behavior or a pattern makes it much easier to identify and deal with it. In a paper called Complaining by Robin Kowalski and Janet Erickson, in a fascinating volume called Aversive Interpersonal Behaviors, I read a description of help-rejecting complainers. A help-rejecting complainer complains as a way to seek help and support, but then rejects any help that's offered. When anyone tries to make a constructive suggestion, "Why don't you try this? Could you do that?" the help rejector insists that the advice is useless. In fact, help rejecting complainers sometimes seem proud to be beyond help. People often find help rejectors annoying because, first, the help rejector wants constant attention, and two, it's very frustrating when attempts at help are constantly refused. If you're facing a help rejecting complainer, it can be useful just to realize this category of behavior. If you're dealing with a help rejector, don't expect to make any headway by dreaming up creative new suggestions. Don't wear yourself out. The paper suggests responding by acknowledging that you've heard the complaint and asking what the complainer intends to do. That way, the complainer feels heard and is put in the position of coming up with a possible solution. If no solution is possible, just acknowledge the complaint and move on. Of course, in general, we should try to help a person who needs help. But sometimes efforts to help will just drain and distress the helper, without benefit to anyone else. As always with happiness, the secret is mindfulness. It's useful to step back from any particular conversation and look for broader patterns of behavior, especially when interactions with a particular person always seem to end unhappily. Sometimes having a phrase to describe a behavior makes it easier to identify and therefore address a pattern. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.
Gretch, I know from my own experience that baby making is not always simple. There is a lack of knowledge surrounding how to get pregnant. And when you want to conceive, there can be a lack of understanding and resources. Frida Fertility is the only one-stop shop that makes it easier to make a baby with a set of solutions for everything from reproductive health to ovulation tracking to conception aid.
Frida is simplifying the journey to parenthood with products that help you go from trying to making a baby. Frida products are innovative, easy to use, and accessible, from ovulation prediction to at-home insemination kits. This is baby making simplified. Find Frida Fertility on Amazon, at Target, and select CVS stores near you. That's Frida Fertility, F-R-I-D-A, Frida Fertility.